Welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. For much of the history of craft beer in the United States, ales have ruled. That may be changing just a bit as more and more craft brewers, in an effort to keep bringing out something new, are turning to lagers.
You know, I'm not saying that people are running out of different ideas or different ways of doing things, but I mean, I think that overall they need to be able to do everything. And, you know, you got two kinds of beers, ales and lagers, really, when it comes down to it. And you can't just do one.
That's Brennan Sully Sullivan from Pints and Quarts in Brookings. You know, maybe we should back up a little bit here. A little review. Drew Eklund at Brookings Liquor Store on the difference between ales and lagers.
Lagers are fermented at cold temperatures with bottom fermenting yeast, while ales are brewed at warmer temperatures with top fermenting yeast. So lagers really didn't become popular until refrigeration. So they're relatively new.
Ales have been brewed for thousands of years. Lagers, as Drew said, relative newcomers, dating perhaps to the 15th century, but not really becoming popular until the 19th century. And the first lager brewing in the United States didn't happen until 1840 in Philadelphia. And while ales have been popular with craft brewers forever, lagers actually rule the world as all the world's top-selling beers are pale lagers.
The adjunct lagers that add cereal grains such as rice and corn to cut down on flavor and sometimes cost. These are the macro brew lagers like Budweiser and Coors. They have their place too.
Seth Cook at Wooden Lakes Brewing in Brookings says ales have been easier to diversify.
Ales, by nature, have a lot more going on in terms of the yeast profiles. The nature of the British styles have a lot more going on with some of the different hops. So homebrewers and therefore craft brewers have kind of gravitated towards the ales. And lagers can be more difficult. Lagers takes a lot more time. Not necessarily harder in terms of ingredients, but definitely in terms of equipment and process. You have to make sure that your yeast does the things you want it to. You have to make sure that you're very deliberate about what temperature you hold your yeast at. And very often, lagers take patience.
Lagers take time. The word itself is German and means storehouse. And while many of those popular American adjunct lagers are kind of bland, lagers don't have to be that way.
Lagers have a very crisp and clean finish once you get them all done. We have one on tap. We have an IPL, so an India Pale Lager. So this is yet another invention of the craft beer world, where they've taken the IPA, which is an India Pale Ale, and made it into an IPL, which is an India Pale Lager. So it's a similar beer in terms of hop character and even in malt character. But the real key difference is that we've taken and lagered it out. If you look at our IPL lager yeast, if you give it the time, will go crystal clear. The IPL style is actually pretty popular because it leaves room for the malt and the hops to be on top, and the lager yeast backs away.
More on lagers when Beer Untapped continues.
Two pots of lager and a packet of crisp, please. Two pots of lager and a packet of crisp, please. I'll have two pots of lager and a packet of crisp, please.
Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller as we talk lagers. These beers are far less common from craft brewers, but their production seems to be on the increase. And it should be noted, not all lagers are pale and fizzy. Some are big and bold and dark.
Not even just dark, but also very strong beers. You know, if you start getting into like, you know, the Doppelbox, if you're into the Celebrators or any of those can be very, very big lagered out beers.
Seth believes we'll be seeing more craft beer lagers as brewers continue to seek the latest new variety.
Lagers are great, and I think craft beer world is going to embrace them. We like making them here at the pub as often as we can. You know, the one part about lagers is that they just take time. It ties up some resources, and we don't mind doing that. It's just that we try to balance it out with stuff that ferments quickly and people can drink right away. Like, for instance, the 353. Our 353, we can go from grain to glass in like 21 days. I mean, we can if we have a whim to brew it on the first of a month, we can drink it before the month's end. The IPL was probably closer to 40 days. So, and the Schwarz beer in the back is going to be closer to 40.
And when discussing lagers, we should give props to a brewer in this region that has mastered making lagers. Shell's Brewing of New Ulm, Minnesota has been around a long time. They're the second oldest brewery in the nation, and they recently were designated a craft brewery, and they make lagers.
Shell's Firebrick is an excellent example. Smooth, easy drinking. You don't really have to pick it apart. It's just good tasting, you know, refreshing, drinkable. Shell's does a great job there on all of their products, really.
You can't go wrong with a Shell's beer. They recently brewed a lager aged in bourbon barrels in their ice caves under the brewery. It was excellent. First bourbon barrel aged lager I've seen. By the way, Sully has a keg of that stashed away. It'll be making its appearance at this year's Oktoberfest. And finally this week, speaking of pints and quarts, let's check the Mike Tap Handle Beer of the Week. It's from a brewery out of Nebraska.
Collapsar by Empyrean. Just a really nice, smooth, lower gravity stout. Lots of flavor. Super, super smooth. If you've never tried a stout before, this would be a great one to try for your first one if you didn't want to go the route of Guinness. But just a nice, light stout, and I like it.
That's it for this week's edition of Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. Until next week, drink local and drink responsibly.